happy birthday. Listen, do you think it would be all right if we named this park President Johnson Park?
No.
Don't want to do it.
No,
just
I have
Johnson City Park.
What I have some real problems. They're distressing me. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to go.
Yes, sir.
And I won't know until about noon, maybe a little after. And I haven't talked to Bird. I'm going to call her. I haven't told her about it. But it looks like that I may want her, if she feels at liberty to do it, to come back up here this evening and just to be here over the weekend. I don't think as much birthday. I'm going to be too late to get out anyway. And I think we've got the steel strike, and we've got the maritime strike, and we've got the Vietnam situation. And I just believe that I would have more comfort and more pleasure, if I'm entitled any, here than riding back 1,500 miles back and forth, hauling 80-odd people and taking them away and so forth. So I'm going to talk to her about it. I've got about 8 calls. I'm running behind. I've got a meeting at 11 with some space people on what we do about the Gemini, and whether it's 6, 7, 8 days, what turns out there. So
shall I turn the Time Life people around and have them not go?
I think that, can you do that? Where are they?
They were taking off from Westchester Airport this morning about 10:30, so they shouldn't be too far out of New York. It's Mr. Lennon and Mr.
Here's what I think. I've tried to evaluate that. I didn't even really sleep very well last night. And I made a snap judgment, told her it's all right. The more I think about it, one, I know life doesn't like us from their personal finances and how they puffed that stuff up and how they stormed around after us for months and so forth. And I know their general feeling toward me. So I know they're not doing this on my account. I know the utter contempt and these sophisticated alleged intellectuals have for people of Johnson City in that little town. And they think it's dirty and nasty and uncouth and illiterate. And they're true, all of it's true, they think. But I know how they feel, so I know they're not doing it for Johnson City. So they're really doing it for life, and it's commercializing the presidency. And it's really selling them. You can't do it for Luck, and you can't do it for McCall, and you can't do it for the rest of them. They're just using me to advance their interest, like a fellow does that brings a book in. So I have doubts about the propriety of it, to my own judgment. That's all I can ever follow. I just don't have anything else to rely on. There's no book that tells me I can look up the answer and say 2 and 2 is 4. My own instinct tells me that this will be misunderstood, people will say. I told Bird yet last night to be careful, to not let it come into our hands, because if it does, then we have to pay taxes on it. They give $10,000, it costs me $8,000 in taxes. They say, well, you can deduct it for charitable purposes. We already deduct the maximum under the law, and so we couldn't deduct any more, and we'd have to pay taxes on it. Well, you say it goes into the Johnson City Foundation. Well, that foundation has become kind of a symbol after the Star story, and it's practically wrecked that. We can't get any by Bird's home, and we can't buy the other part anymore because they've let all the secrets out, and they've exposed it. They don't mess with the Kennedy Foundation, which is a $1 billion one, but ours, $300,000. It's a big front page with them. So I don't want it through the foundation. So if life does it, I would like for them to just do it straight to the city of Johnson City.
The way they...
And let her... because of her interest in beautification, say that that she, like she did Mary Lasker's roses, she approves of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, if we can do that without my showing up and just saying that I'm sticking here with some of the problems and not create any emergency atmosphere, I would like to do it. I haven't talked to her. I'm going to Well, I had 8 calls, and I took yours first.
Yes, sir. Well, 2 things that might be on the other side of the ledger is, one, we are trying to get private enterprise to give a park or do this and that as part of the whole program because the taxpayers can't pay for it.
That's right, but I don't want to.
And it would be to
say, I don't want the Elmer Patman Oil Company to do it, you see.
No, but, and also it would be a gift to the citizens of Johnson City. It never touches us, and it would be given on the occasion of your birthday, but as an effort of them to join Ms. Johnson's beautification program.
That's good, and I hope it wouldn't have any connotations or implications that this thing is so nasty in this little town that they're trying to help clean it up.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that they approach things pretty cynically that way sometimes, and I don't want to make fun of. If you'll read Stubberfield's book, quoting A.W., he says all these people like to do these magazines, and he specifically had Time and Life in mind just to come and make fun of our people.
I don't believe that that's their spirit I'm working with. Well, anyway, shall I just turn them around or wait a little while?
No, I think it'd be all right if they went ahead. And we just developed that we couldn't go if that is the legitimate situation. I don't think it would hurt anything. I think it probably just takes me out of the picture. But she's in the picture, and she's been with Mary Rasker and her roses. She's had every corporation in the country around, and it doesn't. She's kind of like the Kennedys. It doesn't involve her.
Would it make you feel better if I bring you a copy of the proposed press release that tells what it is?
Yes, I think maybe send it up to Paul. I'm still here in the room talking, and send it up and let him look at it, and then I'll get in touch with you when my plans are a little definite, and I would just
let them go on.
Yes, I don't think. I think it'd be all right for. We just have to say the president planned to, and the weather stopped him last night, and he has some other things today that stopped him, and Ms. Johnson's there, and she's ready to welcome you with open arms. And they're supposed to be landing at 2:30, they said, at the. Do you know what kind of plane they're going
in? They're in the Grumman Gulfstream.
That's all right. That's good. That's good. It can land out of trouble. I was fearful it's Electra or something that might go through that. That strip is thin,
mm-hmm.
And it breaks through. Electra broke through on us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, darling, you do that, and
don't worry so much. I believe this one's clean because I'm doing business with a Texas boy who ended up in Life magazine as the head of their public relations, and he is very much AW's kind of guy and your kind of guy.
Okay, darling. Bye.